You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to the racing at Pontefract and Hamilton on this edition. We've also got action on the Tapster at Wolverhampton, plus an evening card at Windsor. That's all to come on Monday. And you can hear every race live from all four meetings on Racing Radio from 1:50pm in the company of Luke Elder, Sean Quinn and James Millman on Monday. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me to look back on Saturday's star performers and to look ahead to Monday's racing is Seb Sanders. How are you, Seb?
Yeah, great form.
Good stuff. It was an enjoyable day's racing yesterday across both sides of the Irish Sea, but the big news that's come out of the Irish Derby, we'll get onto Capri in a minute, is the fact that Wings of Eagles, who obviously won the Epsom Derby and finished third in the Irish equivalent yesterday, has been retired following an injury, Seb. Big shock announcement this morning from Aidan O'Brien.
Yeah, it's disappointing. It's disappointing for the horse because he'll never be able to build on his... His Derby success. Mm. He ran really well yesterday in defeat. No real excuses. But it's not really done him any favours for his future as a stallion.
Yes, because we were just saying off air before we started recording the podcast, by a jump sire, and now he's gone out as a three-year-old. Doesn't look as though a career at stud perhaps beckons.
Well, the problem they're going to have is getting the mares to him, really. He may well be a champion stallion, but he's not going to be a champion stallion if he doesn't get the mares. But it is a shame because I thought he ran really well in defeat yesterday, and he looked like they'd find him another Group 1 somewhere.
Mm. Let's get on to the winner of the Irish Derby then, which of course went the way of Capri for Aidan O'Brien, ridden by Shamey Heffernan, who was an exciting two-year-old. Lost his way a little bit in the early part of his three-year-old season, but always shaped in the early part of his career as though he'd be up to winning a race of this nature.
Look, he's a big unit, and it may have only just come to hand. The way he won yesterday and the guts he showed, he looks like he's going to be a tough horse to pass. And in a season where I wouldn't say there's anything really outstanding.
Yes.
He's going to be very, very competitive in his age group.
Mm. They all finished in a little bit of a heap again, Seb, which you touched on it there. It's something we mentioned on Racing Radio yesterday. Just perhaps suggests that we haven't got the greatest crop of three-year-olds this year.
Well, I mean, when you watch a class race, you like to see horses travelling and cruising into the race. And yesterday there was not one horse in the race that was travelling like you think, oh, that's a real good horse. And that was the only disappointment. Nothing cruised through the race. Everything was off the bridle between the three and the two.
Mm.
And normally one stands out where it goes to the two, going travelling comfortable like it's going to really quicken. And yet all they did yesterday was stay.
Yeah. The three-year-old division for the mile and a half horses may be a little bit weaker, but something, again, that we mentioned yesterday, the sprinting division, however, looks alive and well for the three-year-olds.
Three-year-olds sprinters this year are probably as good as what we've seen for a long time. Carvalho's a very exciting animal, and it's such a shame for Clive Cox and Charlie Appleby that Blue Point and Harry's Angel any other year would be a champion.
Yes.
But I think all three of those will win Group 1s along the way.
Mm.
I think any of those three turn up in the July Cup, I think they'll take all the beating.
Well, it could be an absolutely belting renewal of the July Cup. Just quickly back to the Irish Derby then. If Capri was yours, Seb, what would the rest of the season look like for this horse?
I don't know. I mean, when I first started racing, it would be Eclipse, King George, and then the Ark. Mm. But there's not many three-year-olds that rock up in the Eclipse from the Classics now. And the same for the King George. So I wouldn't have a clue what direction they would go. A lot of the time, they put them away for the ARC trials in France, or
yes,
you know. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I like him. He's a big unit, and I love his racing style yesterday.
The first three home in the Irish Derby have all got quotes for the St. Ledger, as does Cliffs of Moher, who finished second in the English version of the Derby. Could you see any of those stepping up in trip and maybe tackling that that back end classic?
I think they have to. They don't look like horses you could drop back in trip. I said, you know, between the three and the two, nothing was travelling. Everything was, you know, was getting pumped away, and I didn't think any of the horses yesterday you could drop back in trip. In fact, you could go up in trip.
Mm.
And that's just, it's just one of those years.
Yeah, of course, with the announcement of Wings of Eagles retirement, that one obviously no longer in the St. Ledger betting, and neither is Cracksman, which is interesting. Capri 4-1, Cliffs of Moher 8-1, Coronet and Stradivarius are 10-1. It's 12s bar, so interesting that Cracksman's been taken out of the St. Ledger betting after yesterday. On to the action then on Saturday, this side of the Irish Sea, Northumberland Plate Day at Newcastle. The Northumberland Plate itself going the way of higher power for James Fanshawe and Tom Queeley. Another big race success for that pair after the Tin Man last week at Royal Ascot.
Yeah, fantastic. James's horses are flying, and Tom's been lucky enough to get in the plate. And it's a great race to win the Northumberland Plate. And it's just such a pity it's on the all weather and not grass now.
Do you think it's lost some of its allure, fact that it's on the artificial surface?
100%. 100%. You know, Newcastle was a tricky track to ride, and especially when you had 20-plus runners going around there. It gives you something to think about. I've never rode on the all-weather track there, but it's just lost a little bit of its appeal.
Okay. And one final word on Newcastle's race then. Just want to mention London Price, who won the Northumberland Vase, in good style as well for Ian Williams and Fran Berry. And this is a horse now that's accomplished over both codes and has proved himself to be fairly high class on both codes as well.
Do you know what I liked about this yesterday? They've been holding this horse up, and they realised there was no pace in the race. So they took the chance and went and put him handy and got in. And hats off to Connections. I thought the horse was given a great ride under the circumstances, and the pace was very moderate early. But his mettle the last furlong was there to be seen. He really did stick his head out. I liked the horse a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good seeing. Good to see, as you mentioned there, Seb, horses not being defined by tactics of previous races. The fact that they were sporting enough
took
the opportunity.
They were awake to realise yes. that there was going to be a steady pace and drop him out, and he may never get a blow in at the race. And fair play to them. There was an unlucky one yesterday in the Group 3, Kim Bellarella.
Yes.
And I thought if they found another race at Newcastle for this horse, I thought it'd be well worth following. It was so unlucky yesterday. Cora picks a nice horse, and I wouldn't say he nicked it yesterday, but Kimberella was seriously unlucky yesterday.
Yes, indeed. I think it's the first group success for Josephine Gordon as well on board Corapic. She looks like a jockey who's going places.
Yeah, you know, she's not the finished article yet, and she's going the right way. She's getting on the right horses, she's still got plenty of strengthening up to do.
Mm. Okay, anything else on your mind then, Seb, from Saturday before we move on to tackle Monday's racing?
No, not really, no. We went at 1,000 mph, it felt like yesterday.
Plenty of it, wasn't there?
There was a lot of real decent racing, all happening very quickly.
Indeed. Let's go on to some of Monday's racing then. We've got three from Pontefract picked out and one from Hamilton, which Seb is going to talk us through very shortly. We start at Ponty with the 2:30, a conditioned stakes over 6 furlongs. Small field here, just 4 runners have assembled to take their chance in this conditioned stakes, as is often the nature of the beast with these kind of races. But 4 exciting 2-year-olds lined up here, Seb. And for albeit we've got a small field, this could be quite a competitive race, because I can't really rule any of the 4 out myself.
Well, they're all very nice 2-year-olds. Let's not get anything away from it. But from what form we've got, I mean, Izzy Bizu is going to be the likely front runner. I think Zap as nice as he is, I don't think he can give away sort of £4 to the Colts, yes, and then another £9 to the filly. So I'm trying to eliminate them as I go along. I just think, unfortunately, ran a really nice race in a listed race. That would be my pick, because I think Izzy Bizzy is going to set it up for a finisher. And of the form of what they've ran, I think, unfortunately, is going to be my pick. And it probably won't be the favourite. I think Zaman or Zap will be the favourite. But I think Zap's got to give away too much weight.
Mm. Okay, unfortunately then, who could get the race ran to suit via Izzy Bizzou in that 2:30 at Pontefract. Half an hour later then we go to the 3 o'clock at Ponty, a 6 furlong handicap coming up here for the fillies. A little bit more depth to this one in terms of field size. We've got the dead 8 runners at the time of recording, which provides a nice each way shape to the race as well. Your thoughts here, Seb?
I think the two bottom fillies are in the best form of the lot. I think Patricia got beaten a similar event at Carlisle. Spin Doctor's been very disappointing. I thought the Feathered Nest was in the best form of everything in the race. And that would be my pick. Of the Johnson horses, I thought Love Oasis was the best. So I will go with those two. But it's a trappy enough event. But I think those two at the bottom are in great form. And I'm always a big fan of fillies in form.
Okay. Yeah, the Feathered Nest and Love Oasis 2 then against the field for Seb in that 3 o'clock at Pontefract. On to the 4:30 at Ponty. This is a handicap over a mile this time. A Class 4 event. Again, 8 runners down to take their chance in this one. What do you make of it?
I quite like Mark Johnson's Full of Promise here. Richard Fire's Full of Promise, sorry. There's going to be plenty of pace in the race, and looks an obvious chance for it. Of the other runners, I did actually pick one out. I thought Destroyer. It's a great place to hold one up around there, and Destroyer might be at a very, very decent price. And it comes into this off a back of a fourth of 19 runners at York, and I thought that might give you a good each-way showed.
Yeah, two horses that could employ different tactics then, Full of Promise and Destroyer. Yeah. Perhaps one from the front, one from the back almost.
Definitely, yeah.
A couple in there for Seb then in that Pontefract 4:30. On to Hamilton Park then for the 7:45. This is a handicap over a mile and a half. And once again, 8 runners are down to contest this race. It's a Class 3 event, just shy of 10 grand on offer to the winner. And what are you going to go for in here?
I went for Al Destour. One last time at Chester. He's gone up £9, but I would never let that worry you. It loves the ground and won very impressive last time. And I thought that would be my pick. A Warp Factor given each way show. It's won around this track. Always puts up a good show. And the reason I haven't gone with Gaelic Tiger, they've been putting on headgear, cheek pieces, visor. He has won a race, but he's let him down a few times as well. And I wouldn't be the most reliable character. But I think Aldous Store, although he's gone up £9, he won with £9 at least in hand. And that would be my pick.
Okay, superb stuff. Thank you very much for that, Seb. Just give us a quick recap then, please, if you would, of the 4 races that we've looked at on Monday.
Unfortunately, in the
2:30 at Ponty.
I went for the Feathered Nest in the 3 o'clock and then Full of Promise in the 4:30 with Destroyer each way and Out the Store in the 7:45 and Warp Factor each way.
Excellent stuff. The thoughts of Seb Sanders then ahead of Monday's racing. Luke Elder, Sean Quinn and James Millman will be in the studio from 1:50pm on Monday. Pontefract and Wolverhampton in the afternoon. Hamilton and Windsor in the evening. Hope you can join us for all of that. Thank you very much, Seb. Enjoy the action on Monday and best of luck.
Ta-ta.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.